You can't change the circumstances, but you can choose to do something different in the same circumstances every day. Self-development is a habit that leads to self-love. Hello again, this is your host, Honey, and I welcome you to my podcast, Finding Yourself. If you're new here, then I welcome you and I really hope that you find some motivation out of my podcast. Well, just a reminder that it's an independent podcast run solely by me. So if you like it, please do subscribe and share it with as many people as you can, as it really helps. So today I'm going to talk about self-development. It's only your own actions that you can control. It's simple. In order to have more, you have to become more. And to become more, you have to invest in yourself every day. Because every single minute counts. Every single second counts. So if you are someone who's struggling on the path of self-development or currently feels stuck and overwhelmed by the amount of things you have to do, then stay tuned. Listen to the whole episode and I'm going to give you 5 strategies on how to work on your self-development. Stay tuned. So what different can you do tomorrow for it to be different from today? What better can you do on your job to be more valuable? What extra coaching do you require to earn twice the money you're earning today? One small step that you can take tomorrow to better your health, to better your relationship, to better your career. Doesn't matter which area, doesn't matter how small. Once you decide today to do something different tomorrow that's going to better you, and when you stick to your word, it increases your self-esteem. You become more disciplined because now you're taking responsibility for your actions rather than just focusing on your circumstances because obviously you can't control them. All you can control is your own action. And this transaction could be challenging, but is achievable. You only attract things you like, you believe in, that entrusts you. So if you keep yourself attracted towards reason you can't do, why you can't make it, why you don't deserve it, this is huge, it can never happen to me, then that is what you're attracting every day. And you're attracting these things because of the person you have become. Then don't blame life for not presenting you with opportunities that's going to uplift you, because all you're looking for is reasons to pull you down and further down. You get what you ask for. You get what you work for. I've said it so many times that life doesn't waste its time on ill-prepared. So if you don't believe that good can happen to you, then you will never see the good in anything. And you have to be very careful of what is it that you're believing in. What is it that you are feeding your mind with? Because that is what you are attracting every day. And that is what you're becoming every day. Because it doesn't matter how small it is. When you have a winner attitude, you have the ability to work hard and turn anything into extraordinary. But if you have an ordinary outlook towards life, because that is the way your life was until now, then I'm sorry, but it's never going to change. And you will also leave this planet living an ordinary life. Sometimes it's very hard and challenging to take the blame on rather than putting someone else under the bus. Taking the blame, taking the responsibility of your own life, of your own actions. It's huge. But as long as you keep stopping yourself from doing that, from taking the responsibility of your own actions, you think that you were saved, you think that you got away with it, but what you are actually getting really far, far off from is your good life, a good disciplined you, the changed you. And till the time you keep doing that, nothing is going to change for you, because nothing will change until you change. Just remember that no one is coming after you to push you, to motivate you, to support you. No one wants to support the person who doesn't want to support themselves. Always and always, you have to take the first step. You think something is not right, then get up and change it. You think you need to take extra actions, take them. You think you need to change your job, change it. You think I'm still not there where I want to be in life, then get up and do something about it. What's important is you taking action for yourself because you believe in yourself. You must have the confidence that doesn't matter how hard life has been on me until now, I can change it. And I'm going to work harder on myself, and I'm going to work even harder on my personal development so that I can ensure that I know the person I'm becoming. So that I can ensure that I like the person I'm becoming. And believe me, when I say this, when you start doing all of this, that will change your circumstances drastically. You will start attracting good. You will attract positive. You just have to remind yourself that people will say what they have to say, but I'm not going to self-sabotage myself because there are already so many doing that for you. If you have something on your mind today that you want to achieve, then take action for it. Work on developing those skills, the knowledge that you need. Read some books, put aside some time and stick to that time and use that time only to do what you decided to do. Work on how to be more valuable. You could be very good at something, but don't just stop there. Be better at it. If you want to seek help, then don't just knock at 5 doors. Knock at least 500. It really doesn't matter how small or big your goal is. The question is, how much are you ready to invest in order to achieve that goal? Because everything will only change for you when you change. You only have the power to change what's inside. You've got no control on the outside. If you're not there yet, then work for it. And if you're already good at something, then be better at it. Invest in yourself. Put some time in for your personal development. You can make a fortune by working hard on yourself. Don't just work hard on your job. Work hard on yourself. Make sure what you're becoming during the process. You can so dynamically change everything when you start working on yourself, when you become more valuable each and every day. However, you must know what to work hard on, so you use your time wisely, so that you know that what's more important, whether it's your personality, your attitude, your education, your communication skills, just work on it and you will see how things will start changing for you. You understand the concept of personal development when you realize that nothing is changing in your life and nothing is moving. And that they will only move when I move. They will only change when I take that first step. When you leave your comfort zone, when you work hard on something you believe in and make yourself more valuable, that is when things actually start to change. That is when you attract success, when you become more attractive. The most overlooked way to be more productive starts from the person to be more productive. Stop looking for answers outside. Go inside your mind and figure out what's happening, what's stopping you, what are you afraid of, and write them down. Writing has a lot of power. To it. Once you put your thoughts, your fear out in writing, and when you reread them, it can be really empowering. It clearly shows you that sometimes you're stressing over nothing. But if you don't clear up your thoughts and align them with your goals, it's going to be very difficult to get more out of yourself. And sometimes it's important to consider other aspects as well, like having a good system, tracking your time so you can focus on things that are more important and that you spend your time wisely. But you can't achieve all of this if you keep standing in your own way. Mostly it's not difficult to achieve what you have planned for, but during the process, we lag behind because our emotions come in the way, or we start focusing on several other things, looking at that mobile, looking at that wall clock, reading that article, strolling through social media. And suddenly we start focusing on things that are not important at that time. And our mind kind of wanders around, and that is when we start to struggle. So I'm going to give you 5 strategies that you need to work on in order to work on your self-development. Number 1, mental. It's all about growing your mind in any way you can. You have to be very careful what you're feeding your mind with, because that'll become your thoughts. Your thoughts will then become your actions, and that'll determine what you're becoming. So do anything that you can to feed your mind with good thoughts, good information, reading good articles, staying positive, reading good books. Or if you're someone who really spends a lot of time on social media, then rather sign up for some inspirating and informative pages that can help improve your skills. And set aside some time each day or each week that can help you be more productive. Number 2, spiritual. Spiritual development purely means something that helps you engage with your true self. It could literally be anything: going out for a walk, spending some time alone, meditating, or purely praying or reading a spiritual book. So whatever that means for you, place where you are true to yourself, where you can do some thinking, or maybe having a spiritual talk with someone, or going to church every Sunday, or going to any spiritual place, as per your religion, whatever you believe in, but spending some time there. In the everyday rush, no matter how busy you are, you must spend some time on your spiritual growth. It's very important. It gives you hope. It opens up your mind to goodness. It helps you reassess your life, your everyday actions. So participate in something that helps you grow spiritually. Number 3, emotional. Holding in your emotions and just brushing them off only makes it worse when they finally do come out. We are all humans, and we are all emotional naturally. It's not something you need to learn. It's already there. What you need to learn is how to be emotional towards others, how to show empathy, sympathy, how to be sensitive. Men or women, doesn't matter. We all have our own way of showing our emotions, but we all are naturally emotional. There is no point in situations where you feel highly emotional to hide your feelings because you are scared of what people will think about you in that moment. But then when you hold it once, you hold it twice, and then on repeat, and it becomes a habit, and it is so mentally bad for you. So however you want to grow emotionally, just do it. Don't try to brush off your feelings. It is not good for you, and worse for the people around you. Some things that you can do is find that one person you can talk to, keep a journal, keep track of your moods, indulge in activities where you can meet more people, but do something to work on your emotional behavior, because just holding them is not a healthy behavior. Number 4, social. Being part of the community is so important. First, it tells you that you're not alone. There are several others within your age group going through the same feeling, same hardship. Second, you realize it wasn't that of a big deal. It really opens up your eyes, and it drastically improves your listening skills. And when you've got good listening skills, you automatically draw more people towards you. But of course, there are different reasons for everyone when they're not very socially active, which of course, you know. What I'm suggesting here, rather hiding it, work on improving it, whether it's your shyness, your communication skills. So do something where you can be socially active. But just make sure that the group and the activity is something that's going to help you improve your social personal development. Lastly, physical. Personal development is about whole self. So of course, staying physically active is also very vital for your personal development. Physical personal development is about a lot more than just exercise. You'll also want to consider eating, sleeping habits, your regular habits, your morning routine, your mental health, your exercise routine, watching what you eat. See, all of this is important for your personal development. So think about what's that you like doing physically. And don't tell me that there is nothing, because there has to be something. And if there is none, then develop one. It's for no one else but for yourself. One thing I would like to say here is that you do not have to do everything together, and you do not have to skip the whole activity because you had a busy day. People often miss their gym routine because, hey, I had a busy day today, so I can't spare an hour. You don't have to spend the whole hour. Think about it this way. For instance, you are going to the office and something happened to your car, or you missed public transport and you're half an hour late. That doesn't give you the luxury to skip the whole day, right? You still go to the office. Then why not do the same thing for your me time? What we are actually trying to build here is developing a habit of you giving yourself that me time every day. So if it's in an hour, if it's not an hour, make it half an hour, 20 minutes, something every day. You do not feel like going to the gym at all, go for a short walk. See, there are so many alternatives available for someone who's looking for. Just do not look for reasons to stop yourself. Look for reasons why you have to do it each and every day. Well, I really hope that you liked this episode and you liked the 5 strategies. And I really hope that you can take away something from this episode today. Well, thank you again for being here. And finally, if you want to set up a one-on-one call with me and step up your development game further, then I invite you to jump on a one-on-one call with me. You can find my Instagram link in the description. Just connect with me there and then we can work on how we can work together. Thank you again for being here. I'll see you again soon. Thank you.